A word for you from Matthew 6, verse 33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. If you settle for less than God's best, you rob yourself of God's best. The Lord cannot give us the best if we settle for less. Good is the main enemy of best. If you are content with your present spiritual state, then the Lord can do no more for you. Complacency is the deadly enemy of advancement and progress. The trouble is that all too many Christians are actually in a spiritual desert, frustrated and bewildered by emptiness and dissatisfaction with their life and their faith. To many, Jesus is not really Lord. He's just a constitutional monarch. Have you made him the impersonal figurehead of your religious convictions? You want his help, yes, but not his interference. Jesus can save you. He can answer your prayers, but he must not tell you what career to choose, what friends to have, what clothes to wear, what language to use, what kind of life to live, what films to watch. You don't really believe the truth that God gives the very best to those who leave the choice to him. Do you have a superficial commitment? Are you settling for the counterfeit? Have you missed out on real Christianity with a daily discipline of discipleship? Don't let the label fool you. You cannot expect maximum blessing from minimum commitment. There is no shortcut method, no four-point program, no cut-and-dried canned salvation. There is no alternative to full surrender to the Lord Jesus Christ and wholeheartedly seeking and following God's way. You have to forsake the world. You must give up living for selfish reasons and selfish motivations. Repent of your past sinful way of life. Put all your energies, time, strength, talents, money, and abilities under God's control. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind and live wholeheartedly for him. You give up all your sins and your strengths, your lusts and your loves, your ambitions and your failures. You give up your talents and your wasted opportunities, your abilities and your hurts. God gives you forgiveness, eternal life, abundant life, love, joy, peace, guidance, fulfillment, companionship, direction, meaning, and purpose in life. You give up everything you have to gain everything God gives. Missionary pilot Jim Elliot noted, "He is no fool who gives up what he cannot keep to gain that which he cannot lose. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you." You're no fool if you give up what you can't keep to gain what you cannot lose.